If we want revival, we have to realize that the enemy is sometimes an enemy from within. It's our own flesh and desires. Revival is not for those outside. Revival is always for me. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. If we want revival and restoration, we need to see the situation as it really is and grieve over it, just like we discussed in the last episode. But we must also recognize a deeper problem. What is easiest to recognize for us is that we have an enemy. We see that in verses 12 through 13 of Psalm 80. It says this, "When they have you broken down its walls, so that all who pass along pluck its fruit. The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it." In the context of the psalm, the enemy was most likely an enemy nation to the north that knew it could take advantage of the weakened and vulnerable tribes of Israel. These nations are described in Psalm 74 and Psalm 79. Go and read those later today. Those are written within the same context as Psalm 80. So we see that the enemy was ruthless, utterly destructive of anything in its path. And it would be very easy for us to make a wrong application here, especially in America, with all that's going on in our current climate. It would be easy to jump from the nation of Israel to America and the plundering of the tribes to the riots and burnings that we've been seeing lately. But that's not the right application. These are not enemies to our way of life as Americans. The application is that God's people have an enemy. The people of God have an enemy, and the end game is total destruction, total annihilation. What they want to see is destruction of the church. But I also want you to notice what the psalmist says in verse 18. He says, "Then we shall not turn back from you." So don't forget that the constant refrain of the psalm is, "Restore us again." A literal translation would be, "Turn us again." In other words, there is the admittance and confession that the people have turned away from God. Who's to blame for the broken down walls, for the vulnerability? Is it God's fault, or is it the people who have abandoned their source of refuge? The weakness of the city is a result of the waywardness of the people. So what is it that makes us weak? Well, it's disregard for God's authoritative word and the goodness of His lordship over us. So what do we do? We cry out with the psalmist and say, "Restore us, turn us again, O Lord." When you pray today, please remember Phil Knott, our missionary in Africa. And also remember the Jai Rai Life Word broadcast that's heard in Vietnam and Cambodia.